From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we've just heard in the last hour from the authorities in Oregon about yesterday's deadly confrontation between police and members of the armed group who have been occupying a federal building since early January. Ammon Bundy, the leader of the group, was arrested yesterday along with seven others, and a member of the group was killed after a confrontation with police during a highway stop. Here's Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward speaking in the last hour.
Multiple agencies, law enforcement agencies, put a lot of work into putting together the best tactical plan they could to take these guys down peacefully. It didn't have to happen. We all make choices in life. Sometimes our choices go bad.
Reporter Conrad Burns joins us from Here Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. And Conrad, what else did we hear from the press conference today?
Well, Jeremy, we heard from Special Agent in Charge Greg Bretzing. He said that they're continuing to work to empty the refuge. Bretzing said several times that he couldn't comment on the details of what happened yesterday because the investigation is ongoing. He said the actions and the choices of the armed occupants at the refuge are what have led us here today. He said the actions are not without consequences. And we also heard from Oregon's U.S. Attorney Billy Williams, and he also kind of reiterated that there was little to comment on. He did say that that Ammon and Ryan Bundy, those are the leaders of the occupation who were arrested yesterday, will be arraigned today in Portland. And again, we heard at the top there in that kind of tape, I mean, just Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward giving a very kind of emotional kind of statement there.
Well, who's left inside the camp at this point?
It's hard to say. There's maybe about a dozen people or so who have been part of the occupation there, the armed occupation. They've been streaming videos throughout the night. It does seem a lot of folks have left, but like we said, there are still people there. We spoke to some last night who said that they're preparing for an armed standoff with police. There are roadblocks going into the refuge, and police have encouraged people who are still there to leave.
And what about the man who died yesterday, Robert Lavoie Finicum? He was a very visible member of the group. Let's listen to him here speaking earlier this month to NBC News.
Honestly, there are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them. And this is way too much federal control into our states and into our counties. They need to go home.
Tell us a little more about his role in the occupation and how are people reacting today to the news that he's been killed?
Well, Finicum is with the group occupying the wildlife refuge since the beginning. He functioned really as the group's spokesperson, often speaking to the media. He was really a very warm and friendly person. You know, I got to know him a little bit during the occupation, during several of the news conferences and also just interviews I did with him. But he was also very strong in his convictions that the federal government owned too much land and believed strongly ranchers are being subjected to much of the government's control over public lands. He was also part of the armed occupation involving Cliven Bundy in Nevada back in 2014. He was a father and had 11 children and many more grandchildren with one on the way.
And here is Jarvis Kennedy, by the way, who's a member of the Burns Paiute Tribal Council, talking to Oregon Public Broadcasting about the news of the death of Finicum.
Well, I hopefully it ended peacefully, that they would just leave, and that it didn't have to come to this. That's a human life that's gone. You know, somebody loved that guy. He was, you know, somebody's husband, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle, you know, and I feel for the family.
Conrad Wilson, what happens next?
Well, there's going to be an arraignment today in Portland at the federal courthouse, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy, as well as Ryan Payne and some of the other militants. As far as, you know, the investigation, police say it's ongoing. As far as what's happening at the refuge, I mean, that's really anybody's guess. But law enforcement is clearly there and monitoring the situation.
That's Conrad Wilson, a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting, talking to us about the situation in Oregon after we heard in the last hour or so from authorities, including the Harney County Sheriff, who said, "We all make choices in life. Sometimes our choices go bad," talking there presumably about the death of one of the people who was killed in a traffic stop yesterday, a confrontation with police, one of the armed members of this group. Conrad, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeremy.